Ready? Okay. Ekaterina, well done on the match today. Just talk us through how it felt on court today and how confident you feel playing indoors. You've already won an indoors title this season. It's obviously a surface and a atmosphere you enjoy.
Yeah. I really love playing indoors, but still, it's a clay court, so it's different from the hard court. And today, when I went on the court, I didn't have really any expectations, but just like kind of, I was trying to focus on the things that I want to improve on the clay and in my game in general. So like, there was no like a rush for like a result or anything. So more like on the things that I need to do. And I think that worked, and I'm really pleased with the game today and like the overall match.
You said before that when you were practicing on court this morning, you felt like with no expectations at all, but then you went on court and you played a match like this, and it's not the first time this year that you're beating a top player. I do wonder, like, is it easy for you like to get on court with, is it better maybe to go on court with no expectation, just like trying to get into the match in your way?
Yes, for me for sure, because when you don't have like any like huge expectation like in your head, like how the match is need to go or how you like expect you to play on that match, it's so much easier and like you don't have that extra pressure that you have on yourself. So it's always like you're trying to be in the moment and to work with the problems you have like in this exact moment, even if it's like not looking the way you want it to look. So it's always easier that way.
Do you think the experience was also a factor today that probably she never really, like she's still kind of new in finding herself in a situation where the opponent is doing like, she's commanding everything?
I don't know. I know she played well this year and like the year before. She's in top 10 and she can play amazing. She won two Masters in a row. So I knew, I mean, for sure it's going to be difficult against her. But again, I wasn't trying to think about how she's going to play today, more like what I need to do just to improve myself.
Do you sometimes feel like you are underrated on tour, maybe by tournaments, sponsors, and opponents?
Honestly, I don't know. I never thought about it. So I don't know. I'm just trying to do my thing every time I go on the court or like on the tournament. So you're practicing, you go on the court, you're trying to do your best, and then it is what it is. So I don't know. I never thought about it, actually.
Did you already think about that car? What's your car experience? Do you have one? Do you need one? Do you like that one?
I mean, it's always nice to get a car as a present, but
did
no.
Did you already get one?
Sorry?
Did you already get one? As
No, I didn't. So if I get one, it'd be a huge present and huge experience. I mean, it's always nice to think that you can win like a car or money or like the points, but it can be a little bit distracting when you're thinking too much about the car. You're kind of like forgetting about the things that it's like at the start of the tournament, it's five difficult matches that I need to play. So like the car is just like so far away right now. So no, I'm not thinking about the car.
Due to the public holiday, we won't have matches tomorrow, which is unusual. Well, it's because of the public holiday. I think, or I would suppose you have some special days during the year as well, which you want to stay or to enjoy calm or to celebrate. Which one would that be and what would you do on that days?
I think, yeah. Maybe the Christmas, just like stay at home, just spend time with your family, not to worry about like anything else. And sometimes it can be a little bit rushed with the whole like pre-season thing and traveling to Australia. So you're trying to leave as early as possible, but the same way you want to stay home, just spend like these days like with the family at home and not like be bothered by any like tennis stuff. So yeah, probably this. I don't know, normal day. So like when you woke up, like you don't need to go anywhere, so you can stay like whole day at home. Maybe to cook some dinner, just when everything is arriving, just spend some time with the chatting and easy day.
Здравствуйте, Екатерина.
Здравствуйте.
У меня два вопроса. Первый вопрос. Расскажите, в чем секрет вашего спокойствия на корте? Потому что многие подмечают, что вы такая как скала и восхищаются вами. Думали ли вы над этим? И касательно вашего турнира в Линце, финальная речь вас двоих. Как вы потом выпускаете пар эмоциональный, если он накапливается? Потому что на корте вы его не показываете.
Ну, на самом деле, я бы не сказала, что я прям супер спокойна на корте. Наоборот, мне над этим надо работать, потому что, может быть, в какие-то моменты получается как-то не показывать это, но внутри там прям иногда бурлит. Пытаюсь над этим работать, но не всегда получается, поэтому, как вы говорите, что со стороны прям как айсберг, ну, такое как скала, ну, может быть, не совсем точно, но приятно слышать. После речи в Линце, я не знаю, когда матч, в принципе, уже закончился, это было как большое такое облегчение, как гора с плеч, что все, как бы конец, такой сложный матч, он закончился. И, собственно, после этого уже даже как-то и не надо ничего делать, то есть оно как бы само спадает автоматом, и уже остаток дня просто максимально спокойный, расслабленный, хочется просто сесть, посидеть или полежать и уже ничего вообще не делать.
И второй вопрос. Это ваша четвертая победа над игроком топ-10 в этом сезоне. Поделитесь вашими мыслями. Заметили вы какие-то паттерны, как вот играть с теннисистками, которые причисляют к топам?
Ну, на самом деле, таких как бы ярких паттернов я не могу сказать, что я заметила, потому что все равно все играют по-разному. И даже, например, один матч может кардинально отличаться от другого. То есть один и тот же игрок, два разных дня, два разных матча. Наверное, скорее всего, помогает не думать о том, что ты играешь против кого-то из десятки. То есть ты просто выходишь и по другую сторону просто игрок, которого тебе надо обыграть, сделав, я не знаю, определенные какие-то телодвижения на корте, и ты пытаешься сфокусироваться на том, что ты можешь сделать в данный момент, а не то, что вот против тебя играет кто-то из топ-10.